I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Welcome to the greatest show on earth, the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of that, you get to become a go-getter. You get the energy of personal initiative for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. When we put all of these together, what we get is the mindset and the podcast that we all know and love as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulate yourself on being here today. And today's topic is about goal setting. Now, we talked about goals in many episodes of the Work on Your Game podcast. Why do we talk about goals so much? Is because if you don't have goals, it's impossible for you to win. I mean, if you don't have a basket to shoot at, it's impossible for you to score. A person who does not have goals, we got a word for them. We call them a loser. You know anybody who doesn't have goals, you're looking at a loser. If you are going through life with no goals, at this exact moment, you're a loser. However, here's the good news. That was the bad news. The good news is you can change that right now, because I'm going to help you start setting clear goals. And when you get done listening to this episode, actually, while you're listening to this episode, you can go over to DreAllDay.com/podcast, where I got the whole archive of 700 episodes of this podcast that you need to listen to. Let me give you a few where I've talked about goals, setting goals, going after goals, having the right goals. Episode number 526 from September of 2017, How to Choose and Go After Your Goal. Episode number 258, The Easiest Way to Reach a Goal. Episode number 250, Are Your Goals Pushing You or Pulling You Through Life? Episode number 651, Remember Your Goals. Episode number 599, Your Goals Are Waiting on You. That's just a few. I'm not going to sit here and go through the whole thing. You can go again to DreAllDay.com/podcast, where, as you can see, we talked about goals multiple times. And all the other episodes, besides the ones that I mentioned and the ones that you may pick and choose from, those are the glue that brings everything together. So you need every episode of this podcast. Don't skip around only certain ones. You need all of it, because there are things that I will mention within an episode that may not be specifically about the topic, the title of the episode, but it's something that you need that is the glue that puts point A and point C together. Is that point B in the middle that glues them together, but you miss it if you're picking and choosing and skipping around episodes. So I want to make sure you understand that, and nobody can ever say that they weren't told that piece of information. Today's topic is about setting clear goals. Now, the great thing is, if you listen to this podcast on a regular basis, you probably have goals in your life. I mean, the podcast called Work on Your Game, the first word is work. Okay, most people, if they ain't trying to set goals or get better or move forward in life, they not listening to any podcast with the word work in it. Okay, so work on your game. So the third word is your game. So we're not talking about work that somebody else is doing or reading about work or listening to somebody else's work or critiquing another person's work. We're talking about work and you. Or any podcast with the word work and you in the title, if you don't have goals or you're not trying to get better, you're not trying to develop yourself professionally or personally or athletically or academically or financially or any other way, if you're not trying to develop yourself in any way, you're not listening to a podcast with the phrase work on your. It don't even matter what else is in it. You're not trying to do any work, and you definitely don't want to have personal responsibility for doing the work with that word you and your. You ain't listening to this podcast. So I'm going to assume, this is what I'm going to assume, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have some goals. Now, if your goals are just in your head, this is what I'll instruct you to do right now. Pause this episode and write down all your goals. It'll still be here when you come back. Then unpause it and keep listening. There you are. Thank you for coming back and writing down your goals. If you need help setting goals, creating goals, making a plan to map out and go after your goals, you need to get my most recent release, which is called the Mental Workbook. The Mental Workbook came out on July 3rd, 2017. It is all about programming your mind, setting up your subconscious mind via your conscious mind, via the information, the images, the words, the input that you are feeding to yourself on a consistent daily basis. And I explain exactly what that means, how it works, why it works, and all of that. Just go to dreallday.com/workbook. That is for the Mental Workbook, my most recent book. And while you're there, you might as well get the other 13 that I put out as well. But we'll talk about that at a later date. Today, we're talking about setting clear goals. Now, I'm assuming, as I said, that you already have some goals if you're listening to this podcast, if you're listening to this episode, which is talking about setting goals, which is excellent. I commend you for having goals. A lot of people go through life without having goals. They're working. They're active. They are doing a whole lot of things. They may even be producing things, but they're not really being effective because they have no idea where they're going. So you ever seen somebody just working hard? You ever found yourself doing something where you were working hard? You were definitely doing something. You were definitely producing a result, but you didn't even know what the end was. You didn't even know where the finish line was, but you were running. You ever found yourself in that situation? That's what today's episode is about. It's about people who may be running fast, running hard, running in a very disciplined way, doing your job. Everybody sees you putting forth the effort, but you have no idea where the finish line is. It's kind of like you're on a treadmill, but you didn't set how much time you're going to be running for or how far you're going to run. So you're just running. You have no idea when it's going to be okay to stop because you are not clear on what the outcome is. You're not clear on what the goal is. I hear a lot of people when they share their goals with me, because people come to me for guidance, advice, help, and they share their goals with me, but their goals too often are just not very clear. And because their goals are not clear, this is what happens. Their goals are not leading them to action. See, if you have goals and your goal is not leading you to action, that means you have not gained enough clarity on exactly what that goal is or how that goal is measured or how you're going to get to that goal or how you even define the goal. But the good news is you're here at the Work on Your Game podcast, and I'm here for you. All you got to do is listen, pay attention, and take notes. You should be taking notes on everything I say on this podcast. You're not going to remember every single word. Maybe 7% of what I say you'll retain. If you write it down, you'll remember a whole lot more. And if you read it over and over again and listen to this episode more than once, you'll remember a whole lot more. Maybe actually do something with it. But we'll get into that again in a different episode, which I probably already have, which again is at dreallday.com/podcast. Point number one, today's topic again, setting clear goals. Clear goals, people, can be measured against. When you have a clear goal, you can measure yourself against the goal. Meaning, when your goal is clear, you should be able to look at your goal and look at you right now and answer this question. How far are you from the outcome? And when I say how far, I don't mean some vague general answer. I mean, can you specifically answer the question, how far are you from the outcome? Here's an example of a clear goal that can be measured against. The clear goal can be, I want to make $1 million this year. Okay, so someone stops you and says, how far are you from the goal? And you say, well, I've made $20,000 so far. That means I am $980,000 away from my goal. That is a clear goal. Notice I didn't say anything about how that you actually reached it or what you need to do to reach it to this point. The first question is, can you measure yourself against the goal? Can you look at you now and look at the goal and know specifically, that is a key word, specifically how far away you are from the outcome? Now, the follow-up question to that, once you know how far away you are from the outcome, How many days, how many calls, how many sales, how many workouts, how many fill in the blank are necessary in order for you to achieve the goal? So now that you know how far away you are, you're $980,000 away, what do you need to do to reach the goal? And you say, okay, well, every sale that I make is worth $10,000. So that means I need to sell, let's do the math, or somebody help me with the math there. That's 100 sales total. I made 2 so far. That means I need to make 98 more sales. And you can break that down. How many calls do you need to make in order to make one sale? Well, I need to make X number. Okay, then you multiply that by the 98 that you need left. Now you know how many calls you need to make. How many days do you have left in the year to work? Oh, I got this many days to work. Now you can divide the number of calls you got left to make by the number of days, and that's how many calls you got to make every single day. Now you have what we call a plan. This is how it works, people. Now let me break that down again a little bit slower, and we don't even have to use money or numbers for it. For number one, the goal must be something you can measure yourself against. For example, you cannot say, I want to be a really good athlete. That is not a measurable goal. Is a fine goal. I mean, if you want to be a really good player, that's great. But what does really good player mean? What does it look like to be a really good player? Is a really good player a certain height? Is it a certain number of points? Is it a certain team you're playing for? Is it a certain position you have on a team? Is it a certain league that you're playing in? What the hell does it mean to be really good at what you do? In anything. It doesn't have to be athletics. I'm just using sports as an example. But anything that you do, what is the outcome? Can you measure yourself right now where you are against where you want to be? If you can't measure it, again, measure is super important. Think of a tape measure or a ruler or a scale. It has to be something that you can measure, or a spreadsheet. If you can't put it in one of those places, it's not measurable. Okay? Measurable does not mean I'm okay right now and I want to be excellent. Hey, that may be very true, but you need to quantify what both of those mean. I'm okay because I have this much money, or I have this many employees, or my business is doing this much revenue, or I'm getting this many phone calls a day, whatever, or I have this many customers walking into my business. What is it that makes you okay, and what would it look like to be excellent, and how far, what's the gap between the two? It has to be something that you can measure. And then once you know what the measurement is between the two, now work backward. In order for you to get to that excellent, what needs to happen? For that to happen, what needs to happen? For that to happen, what needs to happen? For that to happen, what needs to happen? If you listen to this podcast often enough, you've heard me give this explanation multiple times. There's a reason why I give it multiple times, because it is that important for you to setting goals. Because if you don't have the clear goal and you can't clearly measure where you are now against where you want to be, therefore, you don't know how far away you are. You don't know how much work is required. So how can you work on your game if you don't even know what kind of work you got to do? That doesn't even make any sense. How can you be listening to work on your game if you don't even know what the work is and you have no clear measure of your game? Something's missing there. Hopefully you're following me. If you're not following me, hit the rewind button on this podcast and start it back from the top so you catch everything that I said. Because in real life, listen, we don't slow down for the people who are listening slow. We keep going, and you got to speed up and catch up. And if you didn't guess by now, I did an entire episode on that exact topic, which you can get at dreallday.com/podcast. The clear goal lets you know how far away you are from your outcome. And from there, you work backward. What do I need to do in order to reach that? In order to do that, I got to do what? And you work backward until, this is how far back you got to work. I want to make sure I'm spelling this out really clear so no one can say they don't know. You keep working backward from your goal until you get to an answer which you can act on right now. I want to say that one more time. I want to make sure everybody heard it. You keep working backward from your goal until you get to answers which you can act on right now. For example, if we go back to the numbers example, I need to make $980,000. What does that mean? That I need to make this many phone calls. What does that mean? That I have this many days, which means I need to make this many calls per day. Okay, what time is it right now? Okay, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Is it business hours? Are people at work? Yes. Okay, then I need to start making phone calls right now. How many I got to make today? 47. Okay, let's start calling. Let's start dialing right now. That is the action. Until I get to a point where I say, okay, this is the specific action that I can take right now, I have not worked back far enough from my goal. Because if the action that you stop at, if your backwards work stops at a point that you can't do something, you can't take an action immediately, then you haven't worked back far enough. You need to keep working on your game of figuring out your goal. It needs to go back that far until you get an action, a specific, measurable action that you can take right now. And let me be clear, talking is not an action. Emailing is not an action. Tweeting is not an action. Sending a direct message is not an action. Now, I'm pausing on purpose there. I want that one to really sink in. You need to work back until you know exactly what you can do right now. Let's say it was outside of business hours, so I couldn't make phone calls right now. What can I do? I could probably get some names and numbers, since I don't know if I have $980,000 worth of names and numbers to dial right now. Maybe I need to go get me some new leads. Maybe I need to find out who I can call, how I could call them. Maybe I need to plan out how I'm going to actually make my calls. What time am I going to do this every day? Because I can't just do this one time, the 47 calls. I got to do this every single day. How am I going to map out my time and map out my day and structure how I'm working in order to make sure I get these in every day, even when I'm traveling, even when my kids are bothering me, even when this is going on and that's going on? How am I going to make sure I get this in every single day? And how am I going to compensate on any day that I happen to miss? And how am I going to continue to measure myself up against that goal to make sure that I'm staying on track? See, all of these things you need to know answers to. This is all part of planning in order to reach your goal. And again, this is all covered at the mental workbook at dreallday.com/workbook. Point number two, and today's topic again, is getting clear, setting very clear goals, not just a goal, but a clear goal. Number two, when you have clear goals, this is what happens. You know what you stand to gain from reaching them. When you have a clear goal, you know what you stand to gain from reaching the goal. For example, many people, when they talk to me about their goals, they talk about them. But then I ask them, okay, well, let's say that you reach that goal. What happens then? The example that I used in the beginning, let's say, okay, this person said they want to make $1 million this year. Okay, you make $1 million, then what? What happens? Why does that $1 million matter? How did you come up with that number? What are you going to do with $1 million? What does having the $1 million number do for you? What is the actual achievement that comes from actually reaching the goal? What comes then? Every goal needs to be tied to another goal and tied to another goal and tied to another goal. Are you just doing it just to do it? What is the actual purpose for you doing it? What do you stand to gain from reaching the goal? What does that do for you? How does it benefit you? In what ways does it make your life better? How do you know that it's going to make your life better? How do you know that it's going to do something for you? How do you know that it's going to benefit you? Where did you get this information from? Where did you get this plan that tells you it's going to produce that outcome if you haven't already done it? How do you know? These are all questions, again, not that you need to answer to me. These are questions you need to answer to yourself. Okay, I need to make this much, because with this much, then I can reinvest into my business and I can expand my operations and I can get some more people. And this is going to help us, because then we can reach more customers and we can get more market share. We can spend more on advertising. Then we can do this thing and we can do this thing. We can go get ourselves some TV spots. We can make an ad for the Super Bowl. We can do this and we can do that. And this is going to help me, and it'll help get my message out to more and more people. And I'll employ a whole lot of people, and I can put some of my homies on, and I can do this and this and this. You need to know exactly what reaching a goal is going to do for you. Why are you going after the goal if you don't know what it's going to do for you? And if you don't know what a goal is going to do for you, you know what's going to happen when it gets hard to go after that goal? You're going to quit. You're going to stop working as hard. You're not going to show up one day. That third day is going to beat you down, and you will not go after the goal because you don't have a compelling reason to keep going, because you didn't ask yourself these critical questions. Why does this goal matter? What is this goal going to do for me? And how do I know that's what it's going to do for me? How do I know that's why it matters? Being that I haven't reached the goal yet, how am I so sure that this is the outcome that's going to come from this goal? All of this, people, is the mental work. This is the mental homework you need to be doing about any goal that you set. And when I say mental homework, that doesn't mean you just think about it while you're in your car or, you know, on your way walking back home from the gym. This is something that you need to write down. You need to actually take time for this. If you could take time to watch the Golden State Warriors basketball game, or you could take time to watch Love and Hip Hop, or you could take time to scroll through your Twitter timeline, or you could take time to read through the funny comments on somebody's Instagram post, then you damn sure can take time to plan out your own life. Can you not? Point number three, today's topic is setting clear goals. You know, when you have a clear goal, what happens is you know what the next step is, and you know where to start, and you know how to start. As I talked about already, breaking down the goal, working backwards. When your goal is clear, when you have a clear outcome, as I've explained, as I've described already so far in this episode, before we do the recap, you'll know what the next step is. Okay, so, all right, I was at 20, now I'm at 200,000. I'm at 200,000 already. I'm way ahead of pace. I'm 1 month, 2 months into the year. I'm getting there. I know I'm on my way. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. What's the next thing I need to do? Okay, now I need to do this. Now I got to do that. Now I got to do that. You know what? This keeps selling. My products are selling at 10,000. Why don't we raise the price to 13,000? Why don't we raise it to 20,000? Why don't we start adding this in? Why don't we add another product and try to get a second sale at the same time that we get the first sale? How do we factor that in? How is that going to factor against our goal? Why are we doing that? What is that going to do for us? You got to be able to work backwards from anything you add, anything that you change, any alterations you make. Anytime you see you need to make some adjustments to your plan based on the results you're getting, whether they're getting you closer or further away, all of these things you need to be doing. Again, this is the mental work that you got to be doing for the outcomes you want in your life. If you haven't planned out the outcomes you want in your own life, I mean, what are you doing when you wake up every day? What are you doing? I mean, are you just floating through the air like a snowflake? Wherever the wind blows, you just go. Wherever, like a leaf, wherever it goes, like a feather, wherever the wind blows, you just go there. You have no idea where you're going, why you're going there, where you came from, when you're going to get there. What is it going to do for you? You haven't thought about these things. Use today as your impetus to really plan these things out. Set very clear goals for yourself. Let's recap today's episode. Setting clear goals. It's great to have goals. It's great when you have goals. You've taken a step that 90%+ of the population never takes through their entire life. But you don't want your goals to be so vague that you can't move yourself to action through the goal. Because if the goal is very far away from where you are right now, it may be hard to move yourself to action because you have the problem that I hear from many people on a daily basis. I don't know where to begin. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to start on this goal. That's because they have not gotten clear on their goal. So if you were sent this episode by me, if I told you, go listen to my podcast episode on setting clear goals, it's probably because you asked the question that sounded something like that. And I sent this to you. And if you're hearing this right now, then congratulations on actually listening to it and maybe doing something with it. Point number one, recap today's episode. Clear goals can be measured against. You can measure against a clear goal. Where are you now? How far are you from the outcome? How many days? How many sales? How many calls? How many shots? How many people you got to talk to? How many fill in the blank are necessary in order for you to actually achieve the goal, since you now can measure yourself against the goal? Point number two, when you have clear goals, you know what you stand to gain from reaching the goal. See, you're not just going after the goal to go after the goal. What is that goal tied to? What are you going to do with that money? What are you going to do when you get on that team? What are you going to do when you get those customers? What are you going to do when you hire those people? What are you going to do when you get that diploma? What are you going to do when you get that degree? What is the purpose of going after the goal? What's going to happen after that? And what happens after that? And what happens after that? How is it benefiting you? What is it doing for you? In what ways is it making your life better or your business better or helping other people? And how do you know? I mean, being that you haven't reached it yet, how do you know? Point number three, when you have clear goals, you know what your next step is. You know where to start and you know how to start. You know exactly what needs to happen next when your goal is clear. When you have clearly mapped out and strategized what you're doing, that doesn't mean the strategy is going to be perfect, but you will always know what you can do next. Actually, I guarantee the strategy won't be perfect. If your goal is big enough, you won't have a perfect strategy, because some things are going to happen that you did not foresee that maybe don't even exist at the time that you make the strategy. But by the time you get to a certain point, they do exist, because the world changes very fast. And this is why we set goals and we move fast and we take personal initiative and get things done so we can move at the speed of the world. Because if the world's moving faster than us, then we are by default losing. Whereas if we're going slower than the world is going, we're losing. We're going backwards, even though we may feel like we're going forwards. You following me? Anything I said today was too fast, or you didn't get it, or you need to hear it again, rewind this episode, listen to it over. It'll do you good. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.